definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Abyss Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I am David, not Price, Knight. And this is the second installment of our three-part Christmas special, which means we're not reviewing biscuits, we're reviewing mince pies. Get it? Much more Christmassy.
Oh, so Christmassy. Yes, today we are looking at Sainsbury's deep-filled mince pies and Iceland luxury mince pies.
Mm-mm, I cannot wait. We'll be judging them on taste and texture, as is tradition.
And also determining which Christmas beverage, booze beverage, I should clarify, is best enjoyed with each pie.
Here we are again, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing this. I just feel like we are in this ridiculous charade where we feel like we have to buy into the whole Christmas racket, and that's what it is. It's a racket. There's no joy to be had here, David.
No. And obviously, last time we did this, we were visited by the ghost of Lexi McDougall, and she tried to tell us that there was some meaning or something, but if there was a point to that, I've forgotten it. I'm sure our listeners have forgotten it.
No, I think maybe at the time I kind of bought into it, but since then
you'd had
I've
four
forgotten.
Different types of alcohol but at the time, so that might have had something to do with it, but just nonsense.
I'm not even sure if it happened. I think it might have been some sort of blood sugar induced hallucination. Let's just get through this without any incident.
Hang on a second.
What?
That door, was that always there? I know this is my home, but I've literally never seen that door before.
There's only one door in or out, so there's never been a second door.
My home is built it's kind of like a fortress.
Yeah, basically. It's like a bunker.
Yeah, there's actually a moat outside.
Yeah.
No, there is another door just over there. I can hear something, like there's something...
What is that?
Do you think we should... I'm kind of compelled to open the door.
What about if it's someone in a bathroom?
But that would be embarrassing for me and them. Well, not really for me.
Okay, then we'll go for it then.
Okay, let's do it.
Come in and know me better, man. Men, look, the two of you spending Christmas together, I see. Like some kind of Morecambe and Wise on a downer.
It's Matthew Woodcock in my home, but dressed really inappropriately.
Hell yes. I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me. Look at this. You like what you see, boys? You love it? This is my actual dressing gown from home. I am wearing pants. Don't worry.
It's too much. I'm seeing too much.
There's a lot of chest hair on display.
Yeah.
You've read Dickens. You've seen the pictures.
No.
This is what I look like.
No idea what you're talking about. Were you talking about Oliver Twist? Or
no, I am the ghost of Christmas. Have you heard of A Christmas Carol?
No,
Charles Dickens.
Doesn't ring any bells.
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens,
I know the Charles Dickens, Tom Jones, and you kind of look like you're channeling Tom Jones right now with all the chest which is on display.
Don't ask me to sing. This is not a time for singing. This is a time to help you guys out. Because look at your little faces. Look at your sad faces.
Have you been talking to Lexi? Is this like an intervention thing? You and Lexi have like... You're like ganging up on us.
You've spent time with one of my brethren, the spirit world.
Are you going to be like this all through the episode?
Look at this. And we've looked upon you, and we've looked... And we don't like what we've seen, frankly. You look at your sad faces... Look at your little eyes. You look like a dog that's been left out in the cold.
Are you just here to insult us? Yeah. Or do you have a message?
I'm feeling even worse than before, if that's possible.
Well, look.
No, hold on. How many people do you actually haunt? Because I'm curious. Because how bad are we? Like, surely we're not the worst there is. Surely there are other people out there who are more deserving of being haunted than us.
No. Quite frankly, no.
Okay. that was not the answer I was expecting.
No. Well, look, because this is how bad it's got, isn't it? Look at this.
I thought we were doing quite well.
Yeah.
This is like one of those...
We got a podcast. We review biscuits. People send us letters.
Out of all these biscuits you've reviewed, how many of them have you actually enjoyed?
That's not what it's about.
We're doing work.
You're coming at this totally the wrong angle.
But this is the point. This is the problem, isn't it?
Life isn't about enjoying things.
Yeah. And the biscuits are fine, you know, but we're doing mince pies and doing Christmas, and it's just a real... It's just a drag.
I'm glad you said that. We're doing mince pies. Can we get back onto the show? Because I feel like we're nothing without our structure, right?
Are you going to stick around for this, or have you kind of done your thing?
Yeah, I assume you've already given us your message. It was something like Christmas is good.
No, my great little friends. I am here until this thing ends. No. There are two reasons. One of them, you mentioned alcohol.
there he is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're giving us all this like, oh, I'm the ghost of Christmas present. You've broken into my home because you know that we have four types of alcohol for this show.
Yes, on one level, that is right. But also, I am a spirit. Ooh. So heed my words and fear the consequences if you do not.
You haven't actually laid out like what we're supposed to do.
Heed them.
Okay.
Heed the words. Ooh.
I'm so confused right now.
Which one of us is here in a dressing gown topless? It's me.
I mean, it is you, yeah.
So that automatically gives me a degree of authority.
I mean, David is dressed in his nightcap and nightgown because, once again, he has not bothered to dress up.
Yeah, and you're dressed as Nixon because you haven't bothered to dress up, and that's just the clothes that you wear to bed.
And also, I don't think Nixon celebrated Christmas, so I'm dressing up for that as a protest.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's the one time I do actually appreciate your costume choice.
Thank you very much. I mean, I don't see what a nightcap and nightgown has to do with Christmas on any level whatsoever.
It's just my normal, because
it feels fitting, though, for what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean...
There's something about it.
Like, I kind of want to have more of a sort of a cozy feel, I guess, because when you think of Christmas, you think of, like, you know, going to bed and just trying to sleep through it and hide away from the world.
Yeah. Oh, this is terrible. And I suppose you're dressed as Nixon, because dressing as anything else would set a precedent.
Oh! Is this part of the spirit of Christmas?
I think this is part of the haunting.
Oh, God.
Right, I need to distract myself from that. So let's look at the pies. Okay, so
I'm looking at them and I like what I see.
Okay, so we have two mince pies. So we have the Iceland luxury mince pies. You can have a little. Let's kind of. They gone for like a black. Dark,
I'm a little
nighttime.
Bit. Yeah, why have they gone with black?
Well, because it's a classy color.
Are they scary mince pies?
And you've got kind of in the background. You've got those kind of like winking lights.
Yeah.
In the background. You've got a nice serif font which says luxury, and also luxury is in italics as well, so you know you're instantly looking at a product that says luxury to you know, not only on the box but also in your heart.
And
it's your heart I'm here to touch,
right?
Not physically, just that.
People not from the UK, so Iceland is a low-cost supermarket which stocks mainly frozen food, hence the great name Iceland. And it's kind of on the sort of rankings of supermarkets, it's generally seen as sort of like towards the bottom.
Do you think that's a problem as well? Why this is so clearly branded luxurious to try and move away from that? Because I think some people, when they see Iceland products, they might go, oh, I'm not going to buy an Iceland mince pie. What's in it? I could wreck your Vix on that, couldn't you? Ooh.
No, can't do that. But I feel like
he's on another level. Yeah. Don't even try to keep up.
Okay. But they've like stamped luxury on the box, and I feel like they're going for very much a tell. You know, they're telling me, they're not showing me though necessarily.
Okay. But I wonder if that's kind of like Iceland being like, you know. You know what to expect. Yeah. It's us. We're Iceland. These are our, air quotes, luxury mince pies.
But the reason we've chosen these ones from Britain's budget supermarket is because last year they were voted the best mince pie by Good Housekeeping magazine. And this year they've been voted second best by the same magazine.
Actually, interesting that, I mean, kind of a weird, bizarro coincidence that you're the ghost of Christmas present. Because actually these pies are sort of meant to represent the pies of the now.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, what's hot right now?
Exactly, because the other one is the Sainsbury's six deep-filled mince pies. And this is kind of the level that we're at now. We're just buying regular supermarket, basic.
What did we have last time?
Oh, we had Mr. Kipling.
Right.
So we've evolved from Mr. Kipling, I like to think, anyway.
Yeah.
And we're not doing that homemade, air quotes, bullshit either.
Yeah.
But we haven't graduated to the really fancy stuff yet.
No, that's for next week.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just living in the moment.
Exactly. So the Iceland ones, they have the mixed fruit, and they also have brandy. The Iceland ones.
Nice.
So, I think the Sainsbury's ones, these are just the basic Sainsbury's. They're not like Sainsbury's Luxury or anything. They've gone for the more traditional. They've got the red. They've got a Ranger on there.
And also, they've also gone for the twinkling out-of-focus lights.
They have, actually, yeah.
But they've gone, rather than the luxury ones where they've got like a nice serif font on there, you've gone, that's like a sans serif, probably. I don't know.
But these seem to be existing in like some sort of void. They're just like the mince pies and the blackness with just these twinkling lights.
Well, like, this is presented.
That's on a kitchen board.
On an old wooden table with some holly and berries around.
That's very Christmas. Yeah.
That does say Christmas. If that doesn't say Christmas, then I might as well give up this job and just fade away into incorporeality.
Yeah.
More than I already am, because I am an incorporeal spirit, so which we'll come to in a bit.
The scene sound in the Sainsbury's ones where it's like in the kitchen, the chopping board. This is like Richard Curtis Christmas film.
Right.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here, isn't it? To bring you back to the ways of the light so you can have a lovely Hugh Granty Christmas.
Ugh.
Look at that. God. Maybe a glass of something warming underneath the fire. You know, I brought some petrol so we can set a lighter for you.
Okay.
And
I quite like the sound of setting stuff on fire. So yeah, that's kind of that's in the plus column.
See, look, I've got you fired up already. This is good.
Okay. Let's get into these then. Okay. So the Sainsbury's one, it's got some holly on it. Look pretty standard. There's absolutely zero smell coming off these.
Let's have a gather of these.
I think mince pies, the thing that they share with biscuits is that the kind of the less complicated that they are, the easier they are to sort of wolf down.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, I have detected a smell from the Sainsbury's mince pie, but I did have to actually virtually stick it up my nose. But we'll, pass
on. Quite like in these. These are the Iceland ones are pretty fancy. There's like two stars. There's like a star within a star on the top.
That's like an eclipse or something.
There's a bit of smell. It's just a small flower or something. But then look at the tray. It's like Blimey. A really cheapy see-through gold. I'm loving that. Nothing says Christmas like fake gold.
It is hard being a spirit because I actually cannot hold it.
Okay.
That does present some challenges for the show.
It's fine because I have brought with me a pair of stunt arms to hold the pies and a stunt mouth and, system. So I will be able to taste stuff via the medium of my spirity powers. So it's fine.
Okay, so what do you reckon first? I feel like the Iceland one. I want to go for the Iceland one.
I do like the star within a star. Yes. Wheels within wheels.
I'm just going to get the hands. Hang on.
Okay. Well,
hang on. Okay. Sorry, that's your face. There we go. Hang on. I've got it. It's fine. Everything's working. This is going to work.
This is working much better than I thought it was.
Look at this.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, pretty tangy. Again, a definite tang off that. Mm.
Now, that's not bad.
Mm. Mm.
Well, I must say, gents, that was delightful.
It was delightful, that.
Look at this.
don't start like projecting like some deeper meaning. We're just saying it's a tasty pie.
Yeah.
No comment on Christmas.
Just No comment. No comment at all. Give you little faces. The light has lit up on it like a small child seeing snow for the first time.
They are pretty deep filled as well. There's a lot of mincemeat in them.
It's not too sweet.
Mm.
Now that tastes like something that you could easily eat a whole pack of.
Yeah. The pastry's good as well. It's not like, it's not too dry.
It's not bad, is it?
It's not over, like so many store-bought mince pies, the pastry is like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really dry and it just gets stuck in your throat. Whereas this is like, I think like the way that the stars are kind of like built on top of each other create kind of like a nice sort of layering. So when you eat it, it's like, it's really fun to eat.
I've virtually eaten the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Let's go into the Sainsbury's one. Right. So the Sainsbury's one, the holly on the top, and the edges look worryingly dark as well, like maybe they've overcooked this batch.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
It's got a bit of a strange smell.
Yeah.
Not pleasant.
No, the base is like kind of chemically.
Yeah. It's kind of like an upturned UFO.
Mm.
It's quite powdery.
Okay. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's a sweeter filling. It hasn't got the same tang. The pastry, it's kind of, it's a bit more crumbly.
These ones, on the outside, the exterior looks like it's going to be quite pastry heavy.
Mm.
But actually, when you look at it, it's quite a thin layer.
Mm.
This is nice. See, what you're doing here is you're taking, you're not judging by our external appearances.
Oh, for God's sake, Matthew.
You're biting in.
We're talking about pies. And
who's not talking
else.
About pies?
It's got nothing to do with Christmas.
No. So
we could do this in the summer and it would be just as powerful.
Would it?
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
Except
next year we will do that. We're gonna save mince pies from this Christmas. So we're gonna record it in July, just to prove a point.
I tell you what you wouldn't have if you were learning this lesson in summer. You would not have the benefit of my spiritual guidance and this rather impressive little kimono.
I mean, I have to admit, I do quite like the Chinese dragons on the back.
I didn't have to wear this, you know. I could have. I did for 1 minute think of appearing to you in like all white, maybe dressed as the Pope, because I thought you guys need help at Christmas.
Get ready.
Talking about mince pies, and the Pope was the most pious person.
Make it stop! I'll tell you everything.
And you know, after I've eaten all these mince pies, so will I be.
Oh my God.
Are we doing a Christmas special or a Halloween special? Yeah.
Okay, that was pretty good, actually.
They were both really good.
Yeah.
One thing I would say is I've almost finished the Iceland one, where I still have like half... Yeah. Of the Sainsbury's one to go through.
I think with the Sainsbury's one, I was able to control myself more. With the Iceland one, I was like, oh my God, this is so delicious. I was just kind of like stuffing it into my face before I even realized what I'd done.
All right, then, would our guests like to score it first?
I'm going to say the Iceland one is probably a 4.
Oh, yeah.
That's good for me. I'd say the Sainsbury's maybe a little less, but I'm going to go for a 3 on the Sainsbury's.
Okay.
Just because I couldn't stop eating the Iceland
one,
whereas I can put my foot down and look at those Sainsbury's ones and say, sister, I'm going to wait for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give the Iceland a 4.5.
Very nice.
It was really strong. Yeah. I had to really restrain myself at the end.
Yeah, because I saw like when you were restraining yourself, you were kind of like digging your nails into your hands, your arms, so that the pain would kind of like stop you from going on. And your arms are just like bleeding.
Oh, I have several sewing needles stuck in my thigh right now. Sainsbury's one.
Yeah.
It was good, actually. I thought the Iceland, that was a strong start. I thought, Sainsbury's going to struggle.
Yeah.
But it held its own. I'm going to give it 3.5.
Yeah, I think with the Sainsbury's one, I'm with you, 3.5. I agree. I was not expecting much when I went in because I was kind of, it kind of has, on the outside, it looks a bit like a Mr. Kipling mince pie.
Yeah,
But actually, no, surprisingly deep filled. The top of the pie is quite thin, but it's like a disc.
Mm.
It's quite fun to bite into. It's kind of, it's like a different texture to the rest of the pastry, right? So yeah, 3.5, really enjoyed that. Iceland one. Fucking 5, mate.
Whoa!
Look at this.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. I love this pie.
This is impressive.
For me, a mince pie, like the ideal mince pie, is a supermarket mince pie that you can eat like a biscuit where you're just stuffing them in your gob. It's not too complex where it's like challenging you because you don't need that. It's just complex enough to be like, I've gotten some nice sort of taste sensations going on here.
And if I could say, not speaking for Christmas, but if Christmas is about anything, it's about consuming huge amounts of everything.
Indeed. Yeah. Well done. You have impressed me, Mr. Knight, with your... You know, who would have thought? Is it not ironic that something from a place called Iceland has been able to thaw your heart?
First round done. taste and appearance. Mm-hmm. Strong round from both pies.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm as much as I enjoyed that, you know, eating the pies and stuff, I'm glad that round's over because this is the main thing that I want to do, which is the drinking round.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, sorry, the alcohol pairing with pie. However we kind of like...
Wink, wink. Yes.
Whatever bullshit we spun. It's mostly so that we can drink now during the show. Because we never drink during the recordings of these shows.
True fact.
Pass me the booze.
Okay, so first up, we are trying mince pies with a... drink that represents
tradition.
That's right. Thank you for finishing that sentence because I had not forgotten what it was. So it's port. It's Taylor's 10-year-old tawny port.
Yeah. Delicious.
We have such a tiny amount left.
I can hear the annoyance in your voice that it's such a tiny amount.
I'm absolutely fuming.
It's almost like you're importunate.
I felt that one in my bones. Okay.
So which one are we doing first?
Let's do Iceland first.
Okay.
Mixes where I can taste the alcohol.
It's kind of tingling on my tongue a little bit.
It starts off and it's like a bit of a tussle for like supremacy, but I feel like they came to a truce and we were all winners then when they negotiated a peace settlement.
I like this. This is nice, see? This is Christmas, isn't it? Coming together.
No.
To find a middle ground.
This isn't Christmas. I know Dave, right? I've been working with Dave for years. This is actually his segue into another Brexit conversation.
Yes. You see, Matthew, the mince pie is a lot like Brussels, and the booze is a lot like the current hardline Brexiters, which are ruling the Tory party. No, that was good. I felt it tempered the citrusiness a little bit, but that wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
There's a real kind of symbiotic relationship there because the pie itself is so soft, you know? It just kind of feels like it's made to be enjoyed with a drink.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
I like the words that are coming out of your face.
Okay, should we try the Sainsbury's?
Sainsbury's.
Okay.
Goodbye, port.
No.
Not working so well.
I don't know why.
The aftertaste is interesting.
Yeah, for some reason that didn't quite work.
No, it feels almost like chemically.
Yeah.
But not in a good way.
No. No, it's almost like someone sprayed an aerosol in my mouth.
Yeah, that hurt the pie quite a lot, actually.
I think the port did quite well in the first episode.
Yeah.
As I recall. There was like a pretty strong pairing. It was hard for a pie to fuck up when it was in cahoots with the port. But
So we thought.
But the Sainsbury's is just, what's it done? What are you doing? Stupid pie. Have you fucked this up?
Maybe you're blaming the drink when you should, you know, maybe it's the combination. You know, it's like a formula, isn't it?
It's like a chemical reaction.
Next up, the Baileys. The Baileys represents cheap and cheerful.
Yeah, it's... another aspect of Christmas, an important aspect of Christmas, I think.
Can't go wrong with Baileys. I can see your skeptical faces, but, you know, it's only really acceptable to drink it at Christmas time, I would feel.
Okay, let's do the Baileys and the Iceland. Pie, then.
Lucky for us, we've got plenty of the Baileys.
Not now I'm here, you've not. need a bit more mincemeat. Ooh, that's a nice mince pie. You're going to hear me masticating. And now I am going to sip of the Baileys.
I feel like the mince pie almost overpowers the Baileys, and I can only say that as a huge, huge positive.
I feel like they're fighting each other a bit. Like two stoats in a sock.
Exactly like that. Like the citrusiness of the mince pie and just the creamy horror of the Baileys.
Mm. I mean, I say this as a Baileys lover.
Yeah, you do.
But it is a bit like... When you're a child and you think you can make a milkshake with anything and you can't make a milkshake with anything, with everything, because it will curdle.
Mm-hmm.
The milk may curdle and it becomes unpleasant.
Yes.
And I'm saying you could get away with that just about, but I'm saying that is a line that maybe you don't want to cross with this mince pie, is to tailor it with Baileys. I say, by all means, have a Baileys. If you're at home now, have a Baileys. If you're not at home now... have a Baileys.
If you're driving in your car, have a Baileys. It's not a real alcohol anyway.
I will say, if you are driving, please wait till you're at traffic lights before you open the Baileys. Don't drink it while you're actually in motion.
But leave the pie for afterwards or before.
It's not as much of a travesty as I was expecting. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just this pie, man. Like, I you know, it's something about this pie. It has these special properties, these magical properties that means that, like, not even Bailey's can ruin it.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like, the Bailey's came in and it did its usual thing of just shitting everywhere. And the Icelanders come in, open the door and be like, oh, what the... All right, then I'll clean this up. And it's done it. And it's just cleaned all up. This and you wouldn't even know that I was there.
I like this. I'm really feeling your optimism.
Well, really got my hands
We're talking about pies, right?
It's just a pie.
It's just a pie. Just a pie.
Is it, though? Isn't the pie a metaphor?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
We do not, like, we have a very strict rule on this show. Absolutely no metaphors. Yeah. And that goes for our fictional shows as well. Mm-hmm. No metaphors. No subtext.
No. Everything we say, literal. Everything we say literally.
Because anything else, and I mean this sincerely, is lying. It's just lying.
And we have got too much respect for our fans to do that.
Yeah.
I feel I'm getting even older.
Okay, should we do the Sainsbury's one then?
Sainsbury's, here we come. Figuratively, not literally. Very close.
Jeez.
They've got a nice bit of raisin then or something.
I'm getting orange.
Yeah.
Oddly, I don't think it's fighting it so much. I feel like it's killing the mince pie, maybe.
The aftertaste is, once again, unpleasant, though.
Yeah.
Like with the port, it's almost like a chemically aftertaste. Maybe the Sainsbury's one just doesn't go with booze. And if that is, if we find out that is the case all through this, then that is a fucking travesty.
Yeah. It ought to be stricken from the record, really.
Yeah. The Ghost of Christmas Present just... almost just disappeared then, and that suggestion that this will not work with booze.
This is not good.
Yeah. He's aged another decade.
Yeah, he turned almost into a ghost of a ghost or something. Okay. Next up, brandy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like being in a darkened cellar somewhere under a pub.
Okay, then. So, first up, the brandy with, once again, the Iceland pie. So you get a lot more of the pastry.
You do, yeah, you do.
It obliterates like your taste buds' ability to pick up any citrus.
Here's the thing, that pastry though, again, it's so well put together because it's like it's on these different platforms. Mm. So you've got like several layers of thin pastry making up kind of like a substantial crust in such a way where it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
And like, oh man, those two flavors coming together. Because you do get a bit of the mincemeat taste, like once you kind of let it kind of sort of sit in your mouth for a while. Mm.
I think that's like the platonic ideal of Christmas, isn't
it? Yeah.
I
would say that is the flavor combination to work with, kids.
It tastes like tinsel and snow and like socks warming over the fire.
Just having all that shoved in your mouth in one moment. Yeah. It's like, fantastic. Brandy, you know, it's a very strong, very powerful taste, and it just kind of annihilates your mouth a little bit. And most mince pies kind of stand up to that.
That worked.
Iceland did.
Again, somehow.
Oh, what a pie. I think I might have another little one, just for fun. It is Christmas.
You can.
Which I would like to, once again, I'm not, take it on, not on board.
But you will be after that. Just swallow that pie, sup that brandy. And just feel liquid Christmas infusing into your veins. Mm. So that's what's happening, isn't it? Mm. I can see that look on those faces of yours. It's like somebody's got your normal face and held your entire body upside down. So it's...
Yeah, that's a good combo. Okay, then. Well, Sainsbury's now. Seeing as it couldn't even fucking dance a simple tango with the port, I don't know what chances it's got with the brandy. But, you know, obviously I will not prejudice anything.
No, not your style.
Little bit of this. No prejudice at Christmas.
No prejudice.
We all hold hands.
Well, maybe play a football. We all hold hands and dream of a white Christmas. No prejudice.
No. If I wasn't a more optimistic spirit, I would feel like Christmas had died for me. That's not something you want. You want to take that dream and live it forever.
Yeah, what the fuck happened there? It was like I had it, and also my mouth was just full of polyfiller or something.
Yeah.
I almost choked on a bit of pastry, which just went into my windpipe.
I don't get it, because like without the drink, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like okay. In fact, it's better than fine. It's like quite good.
Yeah.
And this is a shame. Yeah. I want you to imagine, if you will.
No.
The time is the present now. Yay.
Okay.
And you're walking through the streets, the snow has fallen, the flurry has settled.
Mm-hmm.
The joy on a child's face as Christmas has arrived.
Is it because the child's thrown a snowball at me? Is that why he has...
Yeah. And then you would be like, oh, the little scamp. And then you ruffle his little hair and you make a little snowball and you have a little fight together. And it's fine because it's Christmas.
No, no. You see children running around on the streets of London. Do not approach them. Do not engage. They're not children. They're youths.
They're youths.
Okay. Never forget that. Stay away from them. This whole kind of like saccharine, ridiculous, made-up nonsense Christmas thing that you're peddling. Are you like, are you going to bring out some like Christmas merch at the end of this? This all feels like one big con to me. You're like a snake oil salesman.
Well, that'd be Christmas all over, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's so Christmas.
Mm. I just thought a t-shirt would be nice. when it gets cold.
And it is snowing. It's actually snowing right now in London town.
Look at that.
And
look at the snow.
Yeah. And you know what it looks like? It's brown sludge across the roads.
And the sky just looks like a dead greyness.
It feels like you're going to slip up and break your neck at any second. Mm. And buses and cars are driving past on the roads, splashing up great puddles of water.
Just hold your horses.
Drenching
you. I am going to go out there now with the snow. You don't have a sound effect at the door, which will be fine. Because I'm incorporeal, so I can just go through the
Okay,
wall.
Right.
So
okay.
Just...
Wait, well, wait a minute. Okay. We need to be back.
I'll be back. Don't. This is a pause.
I hope he doesn't come back.
I really hope he's just gone now. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Oh, fellas. fellas, look at that.
What?
Oh, the crisp snow. The sound. The sound that you have when it's snowed is a different kind of sound you get normally, isn't it? You stand there. Just stop for a minute. Just listen. What do you hear?
I think I can hear the...
Exactly. You can hear nothing. You can just hear the rustle of snow underfoot when your foot crunches into fresh, new snow.
As a ghost, you miss that because you can't do that anymore.
No, but I had those arms earlier.
Yeah.
I've got a pair of legs. And I can just operate them by thinking really hard at them.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got to be prepared. One thing that the modern world, the present, has taught me is that there's an app for everything.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. You do go on and on about the present, though. Like, change your tune.
I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Right, that's right. That'll be why then. Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry, I forgot that part. It actually makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, I was very impressed. The Iceland, it held its own against brandy. You know, the brandy, it's a tough customer, and the Iceland stood up to it. It didn't let itself get pushed around. And at the end, they came together and formed, you know, a beautiful bond.
Look at that. Beautiful bond. That surely is Christmas, isn't it?
Then the Sainsbury's pie came along and ruined everything.
It did, yeah.
It was like, hey, nothing goes with me, apparently.
It's like some terrible stooge pie just comes in and just trips over its own shoelace and falls into a cabinet, and it's just like blood everywhere. And it's just a god-awful mess. You wish I hadn't bloody come around in the first place.
But for that one day, you let it into your life. You let it in. Which is you eat the pie, you go, you know, I can see its flaws. I can totally see the flaws. You know, if I was to rate these, I would say, indeed, the Iceland mince pie with the brandy, with the booze, worked on the most part the best of the two pies we were eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sainsbury's one, unfortunately, only really worked with the Baileys. But you can tolerate it for one day, for just one day, we can all... just get along and tolerate it.
Is that what Christmas is about, tolerance?
Well, not tolerance. It's about a welcoming spirit, a friendly face. You know, opening yourself up to new valued experiences.
The dressing gown clothes.
Mulled wine?
Mulled wine, okay.
Rude not to finish off this brand.
You meant. Oh, that's what you need on a cold night.
What are you saying about me? So you got anyone else to visit tonight?
Just yourselves.
Just us.
Just you.
Like, what am I getting out of this? What am I gaining from putting any thought or effort into this bogus holiday?
I tell you what you're gaining from this. I'll tell you what you're gaining.
Well, I'll save you're it for gaining... later because we're about to do the mulled wine with
lovely
mince pies.
I like
hot mulled wine. It was warm for the last one we did. This one is hot.
This is hot.
This is hot.
It's like, why is the bottom of this cup melting?
Oh, yeah.
It smells damn good, though.
Okay, then. I'm going to have a sip and then Iceland mince pie.
I've got to say, this is the first time I've not been that impressed.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much, does it?
No.
It's not bad. Anything was, it wasn't bad for me, but I didn't.
Do you know what I think the problem is?
That's right.
It's because the Iceland mince pie is cold. I think if it was hot, oh, right, with a hot drink, then it would work, maybe.
So it can only work, you know, it can do all sorts of things with flavors, but when it gets to temperature, it can only do so
it's
much.
It's like, mate, that's not my jurisdiction. Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting a lot more of the pastry, like almost a bit too much now.
I'm seeing the good in that.
Yeah?
The warmth of the wine,
mm-hmm,
flowing through my stunt esophagus. Because obviously I'm an incorporeal spirit, but I can just see it
glowing.
Have
you just got a corpse, which is kind of... being reanimated.
No, that's just Kevin. He's fine. And
is Kevin your stunt double?
He gets paid kind of
your stunt
union
body
rates. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit disappointing that.
That is a shame.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe the spirit of Christmas can be saved by the Sainsbury's mince pie. Wouldn't hold that much hope, though.
No. Now I would say that one was improved.
Something about the mulled wine and the hotness. It's working better with the sweeter filling. Like the citrusy one just didn't really jam. That one actually worked okay. However, once again, I get this weird chemically aftertaste. Don't know, there's something in the Sainsbury's mince pie which is not going well with booze.
That's a shame because most things should go well with booze.
I go great with booze.
I mean, you're not really tolerable without booze.
No, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just pull my dressing gown back up. There we go. Oh.
Okay, yeah, that was... surprised. I'm surprised. I thought the mulled wine representing homemade, that it would do well with the pies. And I thought the Iceland, after it'd done so well with the others, that was going to be a solid 4 for 4. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe this is the true message of Christmas, that don't put too much faith in it because it'll let you down and disappoint you.
No, yeah, hang on. That's hang on. Just a minute.
Oh, wait, Matthew's aged another 10 years.
So, okay, then, Ghost of Christmas Present. Can you choose your favourite pairing from what we've just had and your least favourite pairing?
I would say my favourite pairing would be the Iceland luxury mince pies with the brandy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my least favourite one would be the Sainsbury's with just about anything. Apart from the babies.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. David?
I agree. I never thought I would say this, but I actually agree with the Ghost of Christmas Present on this one issue.
Mm-hmm. More than one issue.
No, just the one.
Just
and
more
that
than
is
one.
That,
more than one. Two issues.
The Iceland mince pie goes best with the brandy. Just, oh, beautiful. A complete marriage of, like, innovation and tradition. Mm-hmm. Because it's like... It, you know, it's clearly a well thought out, well structured pie of the present, pie of the now. It's the hot new pie that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
And yet, when you have it with the brandy, it's just like Christmas just goes down into your mouth and fills you up from the inside. It's suffocating.
Yes.
It's not pleasant as such, but it's very Christmassy.
It is pleasant.
But that said. On the flip side,
hang on.
It's the mulled wine and the Iceland mince pie.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's not the worst, but it is the most disappointing.
Yeah.
And that makes it the worst.
And what about for the Sainsbury's pie then? What was?
Don't even rate it.
Just, okay, not even rateable.
It's not a pie to be enjoyed with liquids.
Which is incredible.
It's insane.
It's incredible fuck up.
It makes it almost completely redundant.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think... 3 for 3, the best combination was the Iceland with the brandy. A, just because it tastes great, but B, the ambition of the pie to do that. Like, the brandy is the toughest one to get right, I think, you know. It's
absolutely.
It's a strong spirit.
Yeah.
Bit like to have, yourself. Like, very much
strong,
like you.
Yeah.
And yeah, to kind of get a sweet, you know, little pastry like that to match up with this kind of quite harsh, almost, brandy. That's very ambitious, but it went for that and it aimed for that. Aim for the stars, and it caught a star.
And it caught a star.
It caught a star, which is what I think the whole purpose of aiming for a star is, right?
Yeah.
To catch
it's
one.
It's to catch them. No, not just one. Catch as many as you can.
Exactly.
Hoard them. Keep them for yourselves. Don't share them with anyone. They're yours now.
Your star. Take them out of the sky. No. Don't let other people look at them.
Well, leave the sky a giant black canvas of empty space, a void, a total
this
abyss,
is
because that light belongs to
what
you.
What
don't
is happening
you share
here?
It with anyone.
What is happening here? Have you not learned anything?
Well, no,
wait a minute. Have I put this...
No, we haven't. We made We were very clear about that from the beginning. We will not be learning anything. We're talking about mince pies.
Have I put on this skimpy dressing gown?
I wish you'd put more things on, to be perfectly honest.
I would say to that, sitting here in this dour little room.
Okay, now he's just insulting my home.
You can see, what can you make of this place? You can make anything you want of it. Because you may be the poorest man in the land with but one pair of trousers that you also have to use as a shirt.
Okay.
You might have only shoes held together by brown paper and string.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be a lord living in a castle wearing eye makeup and a hat. But on Christmas, it's a time when you look out your fellow man and you open up your homes and you open up your hearts and you say, today I will be a better person. Today I will go amongst the people of this fair land and I don't have to do much. Just a smile or a wave or buy them a glass of beer or something stronger.
Mm.
And their goodwill, their great gratitude will... Okay. Will come into you. What I say is look at what David said earlier about being filled with Christmas. Open yourself and let yourself be filled with Christmas.
I don't like where this is going.
I know. I think I get what he's coming from.
Yeah.
I'm feeling some of his message.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's my question. I'm very interesting.
You're making a
very compelling argument.
Be filled with Christmas,
sure.
David.
But what then? Do we actually get out of it?
But it's not about
what you get out of it is you see the gratitude on the little people's faces.
And then they give me something.
They do give you something. I'll tell you what they give you.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Go on.
They give you a warmth in your heart.
Oh, no.
That you can carry with you for the rest of the year.
Like a heartburn.
And you know, look at you. You say, oh, look at me. I'm like some kind of drone.
I don't want anyone to look at me. I've been quite clear about that.
I'm like a worker ant in the hive, but my hive is one of producing content. And what is it for? But I say, look out there. Look at all your fans. See their faces, both of them.
That's good. That's very funny.
It never gets old. And look at the light in their faces because of what you have created, boys.
I'm surprised I'm going to say this, David, but I kind of get his message. It's Christmas time, okay?
Believe it.
It's that time of year where you can drop who you are the rest of the year. You can do something different, and people will accept that. What I'm trying to say is, the bar that you have to clear is lowered at Christmas.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So think about how hard we work all year round to sell the podcast stuff we do.
Yeah.
At Christmas time, just whack some poorly thought through Christmas concept onto it and watch the downloads jump and people enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they'll think that, yes, this is great. I'm having a moment of Christmas. But what they're doing is dropping their critical faculties.
Yes.
That's what Christmas allows us to do. We stop questioning and we just accept whatever we're sold.
That makes much more sense now that you've put it like that, now that you've explained it like that. Because when Matthew was talking, I was getting a little bit confused. But I guess what Matthew was saying when he was talking about, like, imagine your fans' faces, what he meant was, like, imagine all the ways that you can trick them.
No, hang on. Like, this is not
Christmas.
What I said.
This is exactly Ghost what you're saying.
Present. Thank you. I'm so glad you came. This is exactly what we wanted.
This is brilliant. Oh, man.
I take back everything I said to you.
Yeah,
I'm so
sorry.
Yeah, we
totally misjudged you, man.
Yeah. Cats haven't learned a thing. Kevin, fire up the mini. We're going.
Are you sure? You save some port on it.
No, bring my arms. That's it.
Are you sure you don't want to stick around? I feel like now we've all kind of like connected.
Yeah. You've learned nothing. You've learned literally nothing.
I don't know. No. I think
I feel like
clear.
A rubbish geography teacher.
Oh, this feels like a decidedly un-Christmassy
sentiment.
Old.
Yeah, look at this guy over here. Actually, if you aged another 10 years, you look like you're close to death,
Kevin,
man.
Kevin, get my stick.
You're like almost a skeleton
Kevin.
Or something.
You forget your own lesson. You meant to drop your standards, not raise them.
This is brilliant.
Oh, Merry Christmas, David.
Merry Christmas, David.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitehuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite size for more festive fun.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, that was Matthew Woodcock, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing even more mince pies, almost certainly on our own and without definitely incident. Yes. So until then, remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.